Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. It's Thursday night. Of course, that means it's time for the Thursday GPN training call. We're glad you're with us tonight. This is going to be a great call. We're going to be joined by our featured guest speaker, Team Elite Executive John Sexsmith. You know, as I formulate an introduction for John, I'm always challenged to make sure that I provide enough information for the, especially the brand new listeners, so they can get a good appreciation for John's background, but also keep it relatively brief because his background is extensive and it certainly lends itself well to these calls. So let me do my very best. John has been with this business for some 30 years. Now, he and his wife have created an entrepreneurial empire literally across the world. As Team Elite executives, what they've done is they've reached the very top level of the compensation structure for the company. And in doing so, they have trained and coached and mentored literally thousands and thousands of people all over the world. They're authors. They are the authors of Networking, the Natural Extension of You, which you can find at iTunes, for instance, and you certainly would be well served by listening to that audio book or reading the actual hardcover book because it's a very good study course in this industry of networking. So it gives me a great deal of pleasure to bring on board a $20-plus million earner with this business, Team Elite Executive John Sexsmith. John, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. I'm very excited to be with all of you tonight. And you mentioned the book that we wrote. We are authors, and you know, at the very beginning of the book, we wrote a paragraph, and it was something like, why is it that some people continually produce incredible results in their lives when other people with either the same or similar talent, same abilities and opportunities just don't? And then we asked the question, is it luck? Is it good genes? Is it personal connection? Is it the alignment of the stars? Have you ever thought successful people are different? John and Giselle, are we different? Do we have an unfair advantage over you? And if you've had any of those thoughts, you're not alone. But the truth of it is, there's a top former performer in every single individual, in all of us. So how do you rise to the pinnacle of success? Well, tonight we have, and I'll review, here we are in January, third week in. What do we have in place? We have the AgeLock science in the products. Unbelievable. It's an amazing idea that's come to fruition and is timely. We have positive financial stability with the company. They've never missed a check. We have an execution team that is amazing. And when they have to adapt, they adapt. They make changes. There's incentives in place for all of us. And nobody has an advantage over anybody else. And what is elevated in terms of importance more than anything and all those factors is the timing. Where are we today? Do people need it? Do people need money? So the business is positioned to grow. And I wanted to talk to you about one of the aspects that really impact success. And what is it about successful people? Well, it's about their habits. And habit formation, it's the process where one develops new behaviors that become automatic, and I think you know this. And you can recognize habits, you know, if you instinctively, and I hope you don't. This is really just, I'm thinking, in my life of people I've met, so they reach for a cigarette first thing they wake up in the morning. That's a habit. You know, it's bang, they got to do it, and yes, it's reinforced by the nicotine, et cetera. But by the same token, what about people who are really health conscious and the moment they get home, they just put on their running shoes and their Nikes and whatever, and they hit the streets, and guess what? They acquire the habit. They do it. And by the same token, old habits, they're just hard to break. You know, new habits, they're challenging to form because behavioral patterns that we repeat over and over and over again, and the recent science has shown they're literally etched into our brain, into our neural pathways. But the good news is we can create new pathways through repetition, new habits, and we can maintain them. And I remember interviewing a person. They said one of their worst habits and one of their most annoying habits to themselves, you know, not only just in the business but in life in general, they hated to make appointments. And he was talking about the business as well, you know, in addition to his own life. He hated to make appointments. So, you know, in the discussions, he really just didn't want to be on the phone. He didn't want to pick up and talk to people. You know, he didn't want to add commitments to his calendar. He didn't want to put this was a habit, right? He didn't want, you know, he just didn't want to do all the stuff that he had to do. So he had tough times to make himself do it. So he knew this. So it wasn't that he didn't know it or was unaware of it. So after some coaching, he said, okay, he's going to make the change. And then one of the things we recommend is plan your week on Sunday night and use the planner available in GPN. But Sunday night doesn't work for appointments. So most people aren't even open. Most places aren't open. You know, people aren't available. So he scheduled time. And because he was looking at changing habits, he said on Monday at 9 or 10 o'clock, he made a bunch of appointments, and he did it all in an hour. He got flu vaccine scheduled, haircut scheduled, dentist appointment scheduled, eye doctor's appointment. It took him two calls, but he did it. He got an annual checkup. And you know what? Maybe that's not amazing to you or me, but it took all of his strength and energy and understanding of how to create better habits, and he was willing to go through it and do it. He dreaded making the appointments, and keeping them was fine. He just didn't want to do them. And leaving all those little things undone just drained his energy. Even though he knew it, he still procrastinated and put off what he didn't want to do. Here's a great quote, Orison Martin. He said, the beginning of a habit is like an invisible thread, but every time we repeat the act, we strengthen the strand. We add to it another filament until it becomes a great cable that binds us and is irrevocable. We have the thinking and the acting. We're bound by it. So the question is, how do successful people, what do they do to change their behavior? How can I change my behavior? How can we change our actions so we can accomplish the specific goals that are available to us with this business sitting right in front of us? And all of us, you know, in our life, we've learned certain ways. We've got certain established habits of how we think about things, right? How we judge things, and how we then act or behave. So how do you become more effective? How do you take steps to accomplish your goals? Well, the first thing is to, and this is obvious to all of you, you got to know what you want. People, in 30 years in doing this business, and even before, and speaking privately with people on the subject of setting a goal, it's clear knowing what they want. You know, the 90-day goal, the dream board. Most people are so fast to tell me what they don't want. They say, I don't want this. The lifestyle they don't want to experience. They don't want a fixed income. They don't want to be told when to go to work. They don't want to be told when to take lunch. They don't want to be told how many holidays it can have and what days it can have. And they don't want to have a boss, and they don't want to have to be dependent. They, you know, it's all these things. If their car broke down, they had to come up with $500 to fix the transmission. They don't have $500, so they don't want to have a transmission breakdown. So think about it for a second. What was their focus? The focus is what they didn't want. And if they focus on what they don't want, they're going to get more of it because that's a law of nature. Life gives you what you focus on. So when people tell me what they don't want, wow, it's a habit they have to change. So the first step in changing is knowing clearly a goal with a date. The reality is you build your business by default or by design. And if you have a clear image of where you're going, you're building by design. But those who come and tell you or me, or if you say this, well, I'm involved, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity, you're building by chance. You're building by default, because that's not what it takes. It takes a specific goal. It reminds me, and with the date on it, and it reminds me of the old Albert Einstein story. You may have heard this, bear with me, but you know, he was on a train, lost his ticket. The conductor said, no worries, I know who you are, Mr. Einstein, no problems, right? And Einstein looked at him and said, look, I know who I am. I need my ticket because I don't know where I'm going. So people really do know they need to change and they want to change their behavior, yet their habits are like that cable and it prevents them from acting effectively. So changing behavior to accomplish your goals, the ones that you want, it's not a question of your potential. It's not a question of your ability to do certain things, such as communicating, talking to people. It just boils down to the desire, motivation, and the rationale behind all of that is once you have that desire, motivation, you know clearly what you want, and you truly want it, life is going to pay whatever price you ask of it. It's going to pay. But changing behavior is a choice. And it's not I got to change in order to survive, because you're getting by. People survive. They survive really well. But unfortunately, they settle for, and they get by, and they sort of have a mediocre life, an average life, because maybe one day we can reach the highest levels of success in the company and we can make the average income of a blue diamond, but I don't have to change today. And I've heard people tell me over and over again, I absolutely have to change. I must change. I'm going to change, you know, and someday I'm going to change. So there's no urgency or burning desire behind that. It's not a question of, can I do it? It's will. Will I do it? There's a lot of emotions involved in this, making the decision to change behavior. You know, we don't want to get by, but, you know, I don't know. Making waves is troubling. You know, I don't want to lose friends, you know, because if I talk about the business or the product, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't want to get rejected. And, you know, there's a lot of emotions. We're excited about the future, but, no, what if? You know, what if I only talk about what's comfortable? You know, maybe they'll ask me about the business somewhere along the line. It might just open up. You know, what if I mention AgeLock and the products and they go, oh, that stuff again? You're just talking to me about more of that stuff. So instead of taking positive actions, you know, with all these thoughts, you know, uncertainty sets in. And guess what? You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. So it's better to do nothing, right? No. Nothing's going to change your behavior until every ounce of you is committed. So when you reach a point in your life where you absolutely know you have to change your behavior and have to change it right now, where you say, I've had it, I'm never going to experience another day, another moment living this way. It happened to me. I got to a point where my life, and it wasn't just one time, but very specifically, it hit me once where I said, I will never, ever, ever be in this situation again. And it happened to me while I was on a cruise with my family. And it was a lesson that's been a guiding force for me because, you know, everything was going great. We were having a blast and, you know, there was jet ski rentals. So we went off and jumped on. The kids wanted to go so bad. So I said, sure, let's go do it. And Giselle gave me the credit card. She was sent them in her purse and certainly went out and got 30 minutes. And away I went, right? And zip, they put one kid on for 10 minutes, another for 10 minutes, another for 10 minutes. And it was really interesting that we went out and they came in and they were just having a blast saying, oh my gosh, daddy, daddy, let's do it again. Let's do it again. You know? And I said, wow. Okay. I tried a credit card, another one. It didn't work. And it was like, I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, this was so emotionally, I was just like a wreck because I was going, man, I want to give my kids another half hour in this jet ski, and I can't because my credit cards are over the limit. And it was the anguish of not being able to do something I truly, truly wanted to do for my family. It was so great of a price to pay of that disappointment. So I just said, you know, from here on out, I'm going to get an understanding of whatever it is that I need to do. You know, I'm willing to work. I'm willing, you know, to do whatever it takes. But I just got to that point where rationalizations, excuses, reasons, they didn't exist. The only decision was to go out and find something that I could actually leverage myself and work, because I knew it's so much more painful to live wondering what could have been. You know, and here I am at my age, and I'm going, wow, we lived a life. Giselle and I had some friends over today, and we were just thinking about the last 30 years and all the places, the world, all the people we met, all the countries. We were talking about favorite countries and favorite places and favorite experiences, you know, and how sad it is for some people to look back and say, wow, wonder what it could have been like. I could have, would have, and I should have. So I hit a point where I was wide open. And I was introduced by a very good friend to networking. I was looking for a vehicle that I knew I was willing to work at. I wanted to have the incentives so I could commit. I looked at the comp plan. So the elements of the you know, I didn't just make a decision that, oh, I'm going to jump into this business without knowing about it. I really looked at it. But I had a reason to look for it. I was pushed over the edge. I was totally committed because I looked at the business as a vehicle and I understood two things, timing and leverage. So the leverage aspect has two sides to it. I was looking at the goals of what could be made, but I was also completely aware of the consequences. The other side, they were so intense that I acted on the consequences. It was like a balancing act. What if I couldn't give my kids a lifestyle? What if I couldn't give them the jet skis, the international schools that we're able to do? What if I couldn't pay for my son's training to be a commercial pilot? Pilot. What about those five-star vacations? What about chartering the big sailboats with full crews or vacations in various places around the world? You know, It just reminds me of a story some time ago where a person, this was quite a few years ago, and it had to do with diets and nutrition and health, and this lady had a strategy to accomplish her health goals. And so she partnered up with another very good friend, and, you know, away they went. You know, like January 1st comes around every year, and it's like, oh, lose weight, you could be healthy, be fit, be strong, and all those good things, and failed. And have failed and failed. They started and failed and failed. And they committed to change their behavior, but they always gave up. They always had the habit they gave up. The old habits of not exercising and improper nutrition and giving up. And so finally one day they decided, okay, let me look at the other side, the consequences. Let's look at what we can do to accomplish the goal. But if we don't, what is the price we're going to pay? Directly connected to this activity of losing weight, being healthy. And they decided that they would each eat a can of cat food if they changed their habits, if they broke their commitment. So they bought cans of cat food. They told everybody, they announced it publicly, they're going to eat the can of cat food if they didn't stick to this line with positive action. And to make sure they didn't cheat and go out and sort of sneak snacks and get up at night and have that piece of cake, and they kept the can of cat food in the car. They kept it in the kitchen counters. They kept it in plain view. It was with them all the time. And whenever they felt like falling back into their old ways of eating, into the old habits, they read the ingredients on the can of cat food. Guess what? They achieved their goals. And I think there's a balance here. You want specific results. It requires a change of habit, because you can't do the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. The good news is there's nothing wrong with you. You don't need to be, quote unquote, fixed. You don't need to be like somebody else. You don't need to get rid of your favorite weakness. You have everything that it takes that's inside you right now. I mean, we used to tell the story on a regular basis of a fly, you know, and this is in the context of a habit. The fly is at a window, and you watch a fly in the summertime at the window. And guess what he does? He tries to get up, sees the light, and keeps flying into the glass. Flies into the glass. A few feet away, the door's wide open. But the fly just keeps flying into the window. The light's out there, bang, bang, hour after hour. Fly will die. The fly could have changed its habit. Backed up, went down 10 feet, out the door, and lived. So the business opportunity that we have is an open door. But it requires changing a habit of banging your head against the wall and doing the same repetitive stuff over and over and over again. Have you ever noticed that people, and maybe you do exactly the same thing, same habits, same routine, same, and then you wonder why it doesn't work? You got to change your approach. Yes, you have to understand the timing of the business. That's I completely understand all the positives. And I understand the downside of not changing my behavior. You know, changing behavior means changing focus. And one of the things that I used very, very effectively was a specific 90-day goal, knowing what I want and saying in 3 months, 90 days, based on the comp plan, this is specifically in writing the amount of money I'm going to make. That moved me forward, because every day I had to look at what I was going to do, and I had to change the habit and get into the habit of doing things that I didn't like to do. A lot of people say, oh, John, but you love doing what you're doing. Sure I do. But do you think I love rejection? Well, I've learned to deal with it. It's not something I'm going to go out and want, you know, but I'm not focused on it. But I think that I can talk to people and listen to people, and I've changed my habits over the years where I'm able to communicate in such a way I can get across the meaningful aspects of the business in that person, from that person's point of view. So initially, back in 85, I was willing to commit 10 hours a week. Why? So I could have 40 years of life. And I had it. You know, I think most people have to realize there's no such thing as a status quo. It doesn't exist. People get comfortable, average. They get into this status quo, just, you know, I get by, I'm going to settle for. But the truth of it is, you either grow or regress. And growing requires a change of habit. It means pushing yourself out of that comfort zone and staying out of it until being out of your comfort zone becomes a new habit. You have to be willing, as an example, you have to walk into this, you know, I can only recall who said this, but they were talking about getting out of comfort zone like going swimming. And when you can't swim, you walk into a body of water and you go deeper and deeper and your sand's on the bottom, and all of a sudden you make that step and your feet don't touch the bottom anymore. Well, you're out of your comfort zone, you swim or drowned. So the question you want to ask yourself is, what about my comfort zone? you know, in terms of habits. All you have to do is look at where you are today, January 21st, and say, where was I last time this year? In terms of income, lifestyle, quality of life, compare your work, if you're working, compare your job, your business, compare your income, you know, because the truth of it is you are who you choose to be, and you have that ability to do a number of things. And I want to give a couple of points here. And Amy's going to put these on GPN, but you're changing your behavior starts with writing down your financial goal. And we have it in the GPN planner. You know, really know what you want. Focusing on what you don't want is going to get you more of what you don't want. The second thing you do is establish the hours you're willing to work. It's so simple, but you got to do it. I did it. Take your free hours that you have in your life and put it into the business. I started with 10 hours a week. It was, I think, 3 hours on Monday night, 6 to 9, and then Wednesday night, I think it was 7 to 10 or Thursday or whatever. But I had it in my book. And then I made a list of everything I had to do. You make a list of everything you have to do every day and prioritize them. And then the key here is, the trick is, if it's a trick, is I concentrated on the 20% that were the most important. You know, for example, you think about this. What if you, in your home right now, let's say you were called out of town tomorrow. What's the most important thing you have to do now? You know, and you think about that. You start all about, you know, whenever I have to travel, which is often, I have to think, what do I have to do? You know, I mean, what about the temperatures? What about air conditioners? What about heat? What about the refrigerators? You know, the ice maker. What do I have to do? Packing, clothes. I mean, you can't just leave things around. You know, so write down your financial goal, establish the hours, make a list and prioritize. The next thing is create an urgency for yourself. Understand the penalties of not doing. Understand what you're going to do, but recognize the penalties of what, you know, use a cat food as an example. You know, become single-minded, become totally committed, totally focused. Listen to a GPN material over and over again. Listen to these calls over and over and over again. Never go on your list of priorities, you know, until you finish the first one. You know, I have a list of 10 priorities for tomorrow, but I'm not going to go to step two until I finish step one. And then if you end up at the end of the day and you've got stuff left over, put it on tomorrow's to-do list. You know, invest yourself. And you've heard this over and over and again for people. Think positive, talk positive, think excited, talk excited. You know, think, talk, believe, and it's going to be. But if you focus on what's important now, fast action always has a leading edge. When I have to do something, I make myself do it. That's what Mark Twain said, something about eating. You know, if you have to eat a frog, eat two of them in the morning and eat the biggest one first. You know, because obstacles are what you see when you take your mind off the goals. So in summary, you know, I think about myself and my age, and I've talked to in my life. I started when I was very young in business. But over the years, I've talked to so many people who are over 80 years old, and I've asked them all one question, just one. You know, as you look back in your life, what would you have done differently? And there's three major points that overlapped. And every single person, without exception of the people I interviewed, they always said, I wish I would have taken more risks. And that could be in any area, talking to people, whether it doesn't matter what it is, but they wish they would have taken more risks. And then two is they wish they would have learned more. Well, you have encyclopedic knowledge at your fingertips of GPN. And the third thing is, I wish I'd done something other than just raising my kids, getting by, that made a contribution to society that will be here when I'm gone. And if we think about our business with the Force for Good and the various you know, activities that we can get engaged in, you know, in terms of children and the Malawi enterprises, et cetera, wow, that's going to be here when I'm gone. The habits that you develop while participating in the GPN conference calls like this and the events, those habits that you develop will determine how strong your business and your network will be. Will everybody do it? You know, what we do in GPN and is very interesting, because what we do is we get to the fundamentals. We get to the simple principles that can be repeated, such as habits. You know, success is a skill that can be taught. Anybody can learn it, right? But we give you basics, and then you got to do it yourself. You got to teach yourself. So it is a habit of practicing the simple basics. Countless people are asking, and I really mean countless. What do I have to do to acquire more, to enjoy the lifestyle that comes with having more? You got the answer inside of you. and it starts with your reason to change. This is a great business opportunity. Getting it done does require new habits. It does require changing behaviors. It does require approaching people, creating curiosity and interest in such a way that you actually do that. It does require that you understand the habit of asking questions, and they're all found in GPN, right, on the pre-qualifying series of how you actually get engaged in. And what do you actually do? It's a habit. It's a habit of, you know, getting into it and listening to it. You want to voice out loud to your families. I did to my friends, and I made a declaration. This is what I'm going to do. I am going to be successful, and I am fully committed to it. And you watch me. I'm going to do it. The good news, none of you are in this alone. You know, there's terrific people in the business, specifically in the GPN, who understand these principles of contribution, excellence, proper balance of recognition, and they're available to work with you. And you have at your hands 24 hours a day. You have all the GPN material, and it can assist you in working through all the challenges of the business. So we're in a very exciting time. But when you look at why some people have produced these incredible results and people with the same talents, opportunities, and abilities don't, you know, really what it comes down to is habits, habit formation. So your new behaviors just become automatic. When you watch the top performers in the business deal with people, you go, wow, they're so smooth. It's so effortless. But it wasn't. They had to develop this. They had to learn. They had to practice. They had to develop those behaviors until they became instinctive. And that's what happens to people who have worked through that process to achieve. So, Dan, that's my little spiel for tonight.
Well, John, it's more than a little spiel. The power of forming proper habits. Wow, what an incredible topic. And I know that all the listeners, myself included, really enjoyed it tonight. And the good thing is, as John mentioned, this type of information, as well as a whole bunch more, is available at gpnworld.com. In fact, this call will be archived tomorrow, and I would definitely recommend that you listen to it again, take more notes, as I certainly will, and you can certainly recommend that to your teams. You know, we've got some great events coming up, and part of developing proper habits is to participate in and take full advantage of real important impending events, not the least of which are the Maximize Your Leadership Potential Conferences. These are sponsored by Global Partners Network. There's going to be two of them this year, and they're taking place at the Nu Skin Innovation Center, the Nu Skin Enterprises World Headquarters in Provo, Utah. The first one's going to be March 31st to April 2nd. Second one will be June 9 to 11. Details and registration, just go to gpnworld.com. Look for hotel information there as well. Now's the time to register. Now's the time to get your hotel, to be sure, because you want to be within walking distance of these great events. But, of course, there's also a couple of events coming up, one tomorrow in San Diego. That's the corporate kickoff event. And then in a week's time in Fort Lauderdale, 29 to 30th, that's the corporate kickoff event for the East Coast. You can find details and also register at gpnworld.com for these events, too. We're going to get together in a week's time, everyone. That's next Thursday, January 28 at 8 p.m. Eastern for another GPN training call. But once again, John, thanks again for a great call, really powerful topic, and I know that everyone's going to really take full advantage of this as they let this sink in, because creating powerful habits, proper habits, can be so beneficial, no question about it. So thanks, Team Elite Executive John Sexsmith. Good night to you. Good night to all of our listeners.
Thanks, Dan. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.